I went on Eric's podcast and freaking mowed down these freaking wings that made me shit flames for 3 days, and I was fine.
Right in the bench. Without further ado, here are your hosts, Caleb Brown and Jacob Fagundes.
Welcome back to the Right in the Bench podcast. My name is Jacob Fagundes.
And my name is Caleb Brown.
And we are super excited to talk some sports with you guys today. We may talk crap about your favorite sports, your favorite teams, your favorite players, but this is a fun environment. If you can't handle that,
you may leave.
He is back, ladies and gentlemen. Caleb is back. I'm super excited. We've missed you, bud.
I missed y'all, man. It's been a long little 2 weeks.
I was telling my dad about how you come back this week, and dude, I'm so soaked. I've missed you. It's more fun when you're here. Don't get me wrong. I love having the guests, my dad and my brother, but it's just so much fun hosting this podcast with you, man. I'm glad you're back.
Well, I miss you, buddy. I mean, you know, it's just, it doesn't make sense when, and now, or what does it say? Time for your host, Caleb Brown and Jacob Fagundes. I'm not even here. What do you mean Caleb Brown and Jacob Fagundes?
You're here in spirit, though.
See, I've been gone for so long, I forgot what the intro says. Oh, without further ado, here is your host, Caleb Brown and Jake Fagundes.
That's crazy. So you didn't even listen. That's wild. I got a little test later in the episode to see if you actually listen.
Guys, I'm sorry if I sound like shit. It's because I'm in a really echoey office and I'm trying to be quiet because I'm filming a movie and my executive producer is on the other side of this wall and he's asleep.
Oh. All right. We might forgive you eventually.
Yeah.
You ready to jump right into it?
Born ready. I didn't write NFL this week, y'all. Jacob's got it.
Yep. I'm doing everything, and that's okay.
Happens.
Let's jump straight into it then. First up, I want to talk about my Broncos. They were down 17-3 in the fourth quarter with about 13 minutes left in the fourth quarter and came back and handed the Eagles their first loss in Philadelphia, beating them 21-17.
Congrats to the Broncos. Woo!
I mean, I'm hyped. They were the only AFC West team to get a win this week, so that's big in the division column. And obviously, handing the former Super Bowl champs their first loss, that feels pretty good too.
I'm just happy that you guys beat the Eagles. I couldn't give a shit less about the Broncos, but I'm just happy you beat the Eagles.
Sweet. Well, I'll take what I can get. I want to talk about the ending to the Titans-Cardinals game real quick. Well, not really the ending,
Jesus,
but the fourth quarter.
Christ.
So in the fourth quarter of the game, Cardinals running back Amari DeMarco broke away for what looked to be a touchdown, like an easy touchdown, broke away from everyone, could have just ran it straight in, fumbled at the one as he was running in celebrating, a freaking high school mistake. The celebrated too early, dropped the ball, ended up rolling out of the back of the end zone for a touchback. So obviously the Titans get the ball. They drove down the field, scored a touchdown, and then missed the point after. So after missing the point after, this put them down by 9 points.
Mm.
The Cardinals got the ball back. Titans forced a punt. And then Cam Ward steps up, throws an interception. The interception is fumbled. The Cardinals fumble it into the end zone, and the Titans recover and then for a touchdown. The Titans hit the PAT, putting them down by two, and then sink the last-second field goal on the next drive to win the game against the Arizona Cardinals.
That's nuts.
It was a crazy sequence. If you guys haven't seen it yet, go back, look at you don't have to look at the whole sequence, but just look at the interception that got fumbled into the end zone. It's insane. You just can't let that happen. As a quarterback, as a corner, or a linebacker, a safety, whatever he was, you just can't let that happen, especially in that kind of situation.
Yeah, I mean, that's like you said, that's high school play right there. You watch two teams. I expected way more out of the Cardinals, man. I mean, you see that kind of shit coming from the Titans, but the Cardinals, I had a little bit more high hopes for them, but the season has not been going necessarily in their favor, dude.
Yeah.
I think they're last in the division.
Yeah. When do we realize that Kyler Murray isn't all he was hyped up to be?
I don't think Kyler Murray is the problem at all. You're just, I mean, everybody's going to put the blame on the quarterback, but Kyler Murray's not the problem here.
Okay. I still think he should have went baseball. He should have went the baseball route instead.
He's a phenomenal football player. He would have been ass in the MLB.
He got drafted by the A's in the first round.
I don't give a shit. He's a better football player.
All right.
Welcome to the NFL, Kyler Murray, even though you've been here for a while.
I want to talk about the big upset that happened on Sunday Night Football. The Patriots hand the Bills their first loss, beating them 23-20.
That's nuts, dude. Drake May played a hell of a game. And Joey, I know you're listening to this. Congratulations. Just don't get too excited.
Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, they're still the Patriots. But, I mean, and honestly, Drake May just outperformed Josh Allen.
He did.
Like, which is crazy to say. I never thought those words would come out of my mouth. But in the game, Josh Allen got outperformed by sophomore Drake May. So, I mean,
well, shit happens. You know, they're all human, and I still think Josh Allen's the best quarterback in the NFL. So one game isn't going to define shit.
Yeah, for sure.
Guys, look, I got a Stanley.
It's an audio-only podcast, Caleb.
I know, but I'm going to put this on the Instagram. Guys, look, I got a Stanley.
You need help.
I love it so much.
You want to talk about the little stat you told me about earlier? Or do you want me to say it?
Yeah, everybody. Dak Prescott has officially surpassed Troy Aikman and is now the Dallas Cowboys' all-time leader in pass completions. Which is absolutely insane. I was listening to Colin Hurd, who's a very respected and not respected sports analyst. But he said something that Dak went from being quote-unquote overrated to completely underappreciated. You have to keep in mind what happened. CeeDee Lamb goes down, Dak Prescott overperforms. He loses Zach Martin, one of the greatest offensive linemen to ever play football, overperforms. Loses Micah, overperforms. They said when he lost Dez Bryant, he was going to be done, overperformed. Just because he loses in the playoffs, so do 31 other quarterbacks.
Yeah, yeah.
Dak Prescott is extremely underappreciated, and he is now the all-time leader in Cowboys history in pass completions, and I know it's early, but if you had to call an early MVP right now, it's either Baker Mayfield or Dak Prescott, without a doubt.
Oh, that might be a hot take.
That's not a hot take at all. Do your research. Dak Prescott is actually the front runner for MVP going into week 6.
Huh. I guess I'll have to do a little bit more research on that.
Just saying. All right. Sorry, that was aggressive. I woke up at 5 o'clock this morning. It's been a long day.
I wake up at 5:30 every day, bro. Welcome to my life.
10:40. Yeah, but I don't.
I guess so. It is an hour later where you are.
So maybe not everybody is like you, dude.
That's true. I still hate it. I've been doing it for like 2-3 months now, and I still hate waking up early.
It's That's rough. Right.
It is. Last piece of NFL news. With the Bills and the Eagles both losing this week, there are no longer any undefeated teams in the NFL.
Wow.
Yeah, that's wild.
Yeah.
And the only winless team, congratulations, Mr. Justin Fields, it's the New York Jets.
Sorry, we could have given you a win there, but where's the fun in that?
Yeah. And I want to take this time to formally apologize to the Chicago Bears. When Justin Fields came into the league, I was very heart set, and like even after he left there, but I was very heart set on saying Chicago is where quarterbacks go to die. I think Justin Fields has just proven that it's not Chicago, it's the quarterbacks just in general.
That's a hot take. That's a hot take. I think Justin Fields has a lot of juice. You have to keep in mind it's not just Chicago. The guy has been treated horribly. He's been benched multiple times playing at a very, very high level, and he's bounced through so many coaches and so many offensive coordinators that he struggled with any consistency. So just because he's not playing a phenomenal football game does not mean it falls entirely on him. Yes, he can do a lot of work, but the NFL has really ruined his career, which you hate to see.
Yeah. Yeah. But, oh well. I don't like Chicago. I don't like the Jets. I don't like Pittsburgh. So, I mean, that makes me not like Justin Fields. And I, honestly, I have nothing wrong with the guy himself. I just don't like the teams he plays for. So, but, oh well. That's all I have for NFL news. You got anything else you want to talk about?
No, yeah, let's just forget that Tyreek Hill could never play football again.
Oh, I talked about that last week, about him dislocating his knee.
Oh, I didn't watch.
Oh. Well, then my test
later, you're definitely going to fail. I'm not going to lie. I did not listen last week. I've been so busy. I would like to come on here and say, holy shit, Miami Dolphins, you're the worst team in the NFL. You could say it's the Titans. You could say it's the Jets. It's the Miami Dolphins. It sucks to not – to go through this far into a season to not see Mike McDaniels crack a smile. That's a bummer.
Yeah,
it's rough. And it's just because the team was, yeah, they had their issues, but at a point they were pretty consistent and they were a playoff bound team. And just to see him fall, man, that sucks.
Yeah, that's rough. But hey, what are you going to do?
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Who did they lose to this week?
The Dolphins?
Oh, they lost the Panthers. Shit. That's embarrassing. That's rough. That's embarrassing.
I just love how the Panthers aren't at the bottom of the league talk anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's pretty interesting.
Uh-huh. Moving on to the MLB. The postseason is in full swing. We are now in the division series. The Blue Jays are up 2-0 on the Yankees. After absolutely whooping up on them in games 1 and 2, they beat them 10-1 in game 1 and 13-7 in game 2.
Damn.
On the night of recording this, we are recording this on Monday. The Dodgers have a 2-0 lead on the Phillies after winning 5-3 in game 1. And what was the score of game 2? Why am I struggling today? It was 4-3 in game 2, so they need one more to move on to the championship series.
I couldn't give a f- about the postseason anymore.
Yeah, your Padres are out.
Yeah. It was quick. It happened fast.
The Brewers are up 2-0 after winning 9-3 in game 1 and 7-3 in game 2 against the Cubs.
Everybody, here's my lock it in right now. Brewers are going to take out the Dodgers
in
the
next round. I hope so. That'd be awesome. And then the Tigers and the Mariners are tied up 1-1 after Detroit beats Seattle 3-2 in extra innings. And then Sunday, Seattle comes back and beats the Tigers 3-2. To tie up the series.
It's coming down, baby.
Yep. So, I mean, it's getting intense.
Who are you rooting for going to take it all?
I don't think it's going to happen anymore, but I'm rooting for the Cubs. I like the Cubs. I got friends that are Cubs fans. And so I'm rooting for the Cubs. But I think, I said it last week on our predictions, I think the Phillies will take it. Again, that might be shifting with them down 2-0 in the division series right now, but I'm rooting for the Cubs, and I'm thinking it's the Phillies.
I don't have any friends that are Brewers fans, but for some god awful reason, I'm wanting the Brewers to take it.
I think it's that classic underdog story.
It is. It really is.
Like, I know they had the best record in baseball this year, but the Brewers haven't been good in a long time. I don't think they've ever won a World Series. So it's like, it's that classic underdog story. You want to see them do it for the first time. I think that's kind of why everyone's pulling for the Mariners a little bit too, is because they've never even been to a World Series.
I know. I need a haircut.
But I think that's why everyone's kind of pulling for them, is that underdog. Everyone wouldn't mind to see him win. And so I see where you're coming from.
Yeah, man.
Our fun fact for the week Actually, it's the same play. It counts as two fun facts. But Vladimir Guerrero Jr. hits the first postseason Grand Slam in Blue Jays franchise history.
Wow.
Yep. In game two, knocked a Grand Slam. It was the first one in Blue Jays history. And it also made him and his father the first duo to hit postseason Grand Slams.
Put it in. Put it in the do it. Make it happen. Love it.
Yep. First father-son duo to do it. So that's cool. I like Vlad Jr., so it's cool to see him to be the one to do it.
Pretty sick.
Last up, I don't know if you've ever heard of this guy, but I've always had a special place in my heart for him. Brett Phillips announces his retirement after 7 seasons.
After 7?
Seven seasons. Have you ever heard of Brett Phillips, Gil?
No, but that's a short career.
It is a short career, but in his time, he was on that 2020 Rays team. He hit a walk-off in the World Series. He played for, I think, 5 or 6 teams. But I always loved him because he was a guy who just went out there and had a good time. Like, when he was playing baseball and he was on the field, he was one of the guys who realized that it was a kid's game and he was lucky enough to be playing and getting paid for it. So, yeah. I mean, he was a great guy. That's what I always loved, because that's how I always played, was, yeah, man, I get to come out here, I get to play the game I love every day. He went out there, he had fun, he was joking around, having fun with his teammates. He was just always a good guy, and someone that I looked up to and kind of tried to model, not necessarily my game, because he wasn't necessarily the best player, but model, like, my attitude after, you know what I mean?
Right.
So, obviously not the Hall of Fame career that he was wishing to have, but I mean, he was an inspiration to me, and I'm sure other young ball players out there. So big congratulations to him.
Yeah, there you go.
I know we said we need to slow it down a little bit, but that's all I have for sports news.
I was saying every other episode that he has, because he agrees with people and they just go on and ramble, me and him disagree, and then we give up on each other for arguing. I feel like the episodes that I'm in nowadays are just short, fellas.
That's true.
You know what I mean? We're running down. I mean, we're 17 minutes into this thing. Bleep that.
Oh, yeah.
But, man, 17 minutes blew past. We gotta really, let's slow it down.
All right.
But I soak this. What if I'm not on here next week? I want to soak this in.
That's true. Actually, I have two more pieces of sports news we can throw in there, or three. The WNBA Finals is going on. I have no idea what's the score. I think the Aces are in it. I couldn't tell you who they're playing. But WNBA Finals are going on. So if you're bored on a Tuesday night and have nothing to watch, you can watch that.
What a piece of news.
There we go. The NHL is back. Their regular season started. And the NBA is slowly making a comeback. The preseason started. I believe the first game is either the 21st or the 23rd. But that's coming back in a couple weeks, so we'll have plenty of sports to watch soon.
That's true. That is true.
Yep. The Fresno State game on Saturday was good. There's more sports news. I was there. Watched it live. It was a good game.
We're actually, the whole cast might go to a Utah Mammoth game over here.
Hockey?
Yeah, I might go to a hockey game.
That'd be awesome.
It's for gits and shiggles. I could literally walk from my apartment to the Delta Center.
Dude, that's sick.
Very close.
That's sick. Do they share an arena with the Jazz or no?
Yes.
Yes? So you could theoretically go see a Jazz game too.
When does NBA? No.
It starts this month. It starts in a couple weeks.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, you can go see a Jazz game.
Oh, I'm going to do that.
Dude, that's sick. I need to come visit. We need to go watch some sports.
You're not down.
We need to go ride that bench.
Let's go ride that mother freaker.
Now that's all I have for sports news. I got nothing else I can pull out of my ass.
I mean, you burned 2 minutes, a minute and some change.
There we go. Just trying to run out the clock. Fourth quarter.
Yeah, dude. I mean, we're in the red zone. Might as well just score.
Yep, kick the field goal.
Yeah.
That brings us to the fun segments. And we're going to kick it off We don't have a draft this week. I have a brand new segment for us to try out this week.
I did not read the script, but I do know what the segment is because you told me about it.
Yes, but I'm super excited about it. I've kind of had this idea brewing for a while. Kind of kept it in my back pocket for when I run out of draft ideas. So if you guys have any draft ideas, let us know. And then what you guys think about this, let us know that too. Send us a DM at Riding the Bench Pod on Instagram. But this new segment is called Mount Rushmore. So how it's going to work is I'm going to give us a category and we have to build our Mount Rushmore of that category. So our top four, but instead of it being a draft, we have to agree. So we're going to debate and we're going to try to figure out what our top four on Mount Rushmore of that category is.
This episode's going to be 2 hours.
So this week, our Mount Rushmore is NFL quarterbacks.
All time or current?
All time.
Okay. That could be a little easier.
I think it is a little bit easier. If it was right now, then we would be arguing all day.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Let's just knock out Tom Brady. Let's just throw that out there.
That's the obvious one. That's number one.
Just throw that out there. And, you know, while we're at it, we're already going to agree there's no disagreement here. Peyton Manning.
Yep.
Here's where shit gets sticky.
I think there's one more that I think we're going to agree on pretty well, and it's the last one that we're going to argue on.
I know you're going to want to put Joe Montana on there.
That was going to be the one that I think we should – it's going to be pretty easy to agree on.
I could – yeah. Because there's two guys that I'm bouncing back and forth from here.
Do you want to wait for Joe Montana? Do you want me to just put him down? Because
he should be on there. But the problem is I'm bouncing between Joe Montana and John Elway. That's my problem here.
But you also have to remember we have two spots left.
There's four people on Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, and we already have two.
I know, but I'm not putting both of them on there.
Then who else are you going to put on there? I think 100% Joe Montana needs to be on there.
But if Joe Montana goes on there, John Elway's not.
And why is that? Why can't they both be on there? They're both legendary quarterbacks.
Because no, dude.
You just don't like the Broncos.
No, I put a Bronco on there with ease.
I know, but you don't want to put two Broncos on there. Look,
are you actually not gonna put... stupid? Are you stupid? I'm a Cowboys fan and I'm putting a Niner on there, you dumbass. I'm going Joe Montana.
Thank you. I feel like that's the obvious pick. If we don't, then we lose all credibility as a sports podcast. Okay, Joe Montana is one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. When you talk about the greatest quarterbacks, you have the people who say Tom Brady and you have the people who say Joe Montana. Like, there's...
Okay, fine. Okay, so we got Joe Montana on here. Oh, shit. Okay, let me tell you some people that I have in mind here.
Okay.
People I have in mind here. Got John Elway, of course.
Uh-huh.
But the thing is, you look at Mount Rushmore, it's not the greatest presidents ever. It's just, it's a variety.
It's just iconic, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So that's where I'm struggling here.
Yeah.
Because if you think about it, Peyton Manning is just a better Joe Montana or John Elway.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, you could go Dan Marino, best quarterback to never win a Super Bowl.
There's still people I'd put over put over Dan Marino.
I think so too.
I'm gonna piss in the wind here. I'm between two.
Let me hear him.
All right, let's just agree on Pat Mahomes.
No. No, absolutely not. Okay. That's where I put my foot down.
Okay. No. Here's where I'm bouncing between right now. A big part of me wants to say Drew Brees.
I don't hate that.
Another big part of me wants to say Terry Bradshaw.
Oh, that's tough.
And that's a stumper, dude.
And you can't take John Elway out of that conversation. Look, I know you don't want to put him on there, but John Elway also has to be in that conversation.
No, you're pulling me out. I'm not putting John Elway on there.
Why? Why can you not put John Elway?
Because Peyton Manning's just a better John Elway. Again, if we were ranking our best quarterbacks of all time, this would be different. But we're not. We're building around Mount Rushmore.
That's tough.
Because part of me feels like you have to put Terry Bradshaw.
Yeah.
But Drew Brees was the freaking man. But there's other Drew Breeses out there. No, there's not.
I mean, you could even put father and son on there. We have Tom Brady. Might as well put Eli Manning.
No. Hell no.
I know. It was a joke.
Eli Manning's not even top 10.
I know. It was a joke.
Oh. All right. So, let's narrow this down. Let's think about who we can knock out. We can knock out Pat Mahomes. We're knocking out. Can we agree? We're knocking out Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. Oh, that's not even. That's leaving up for discussion.
I hate to do this. We're knocking out Big Ben.
Yeah. Yeah.
As much as that it hurts. Brett
Favre.
Oh shit.
That's the thing.
No,
is like
we'll leave him. No, we'll leave him on the table. We'll leave Brett on the table.
That's the thing is, like, I was going through a few different scenarios with these with my dad, just like different categories, and we realized that three is not difficult. It's when you get to four that's tough.
Okay, so we'll take out Philip Rivers.
Was that even a conversation?
100%, that was a conversation. We'll take out Kurt Warner, who's another big conversation.
Someone who I think could have made this, but had his career cut short due to an awful offensive line, Andrew Luck.
Ooh.
But obviously.
If we're talking Super Bowls and we're talking stats, I know you're not going to admit it, even though he could be put on there with ease, but I'm just going to take him out. Let's get rid of Troy Aikman, even though he's one of the greatest quarterbacks statistically of all time.
Yeah. I mean,
unless you just don't want to take out Troy Aikman and we put Troy Aikman.
No, absolutely not. I mean, you're naming all these quarterbacks, and my mind keeps going back to Drew Brees.
My mind keeps going back to Terry Bradshaw.
That's tough. Do we got to look at the stats?
Should I call Terry Bradshaw,
look up Drew Brees.
No, we're not doing this off of stats. Should I call in reinforcements?
Who are you calling?
I got this. Well, this is about to be settled. I promise you this is about to be settled.
Okay. Whatever they say, it's between those two. Whatever they say.
We're just bouncing back and forth here. Man.
Your call has been forwarded to voicemail. Who'd you try to call?
You know what? I tried to call my dad because he's got stats for days.
Yeah. Should we call my dad to make the decision?
Is it really Terry Bradshaw? You know who I should call? The biggest football fan I know?
Who's that?
Mark McAllister.
There you go. Caleb's stepdad. Stepping up to the plate.
Oh my first God, appearance. This is difficult.
It is 10 o'clock here. Hopefully he's still awake.
Call my mom.
There you go.
Tim, I'm going to bed, son.
Is your husband awake? Oh, God, it's just a really quick question. Can you please put him on?
Are you going to tell her she's live on Riding the Bench?
Mark, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, we're on air on Riding the Bench right now, and we're building our Mount Rushmore of NFL quarterbacks, and we're stuck between our final spots. Should we go Drew Brees or Terry Bradshaw? They both should be?
They both shouldn't be, he said.
Whoa, who's number four?
Who's number... All right, I give up. Bye.
That's
son of a bitch.
How do we settle this? Bring up the stats for Bradshaw. I got the ones for Drew Brees.
We're not doing this off of stats. If we were doing this off of stats, Dan Marino would be on there. Should we just No. God, hold on.
I mean, dare I say Baker Mayfield?
I was going to say Otto Graham, but sure.
Kurt Warner?
We already knocked out Kurt Warner.
I know.
No, we can't put him on there. He didn't have enough accolades.
Who?
I was going to say we could put Steve Young.
No, no.
But I don't think we should do that.
Uh-uh.
I'm trying to think who we could put up there with Drew Brees. Matt Ryan's not going to take the cheese.
No.
Johnny Unitas. Ooh. I didn't even think about Johnny Unitas.
I think it's got to be Drew Brees, though, man.
No, Johnny Unitas over Drew Brees.
Drew Brees is second all-time in passing yards.
I don't give a shit.
Johnny Manziel?
We're talking NFL here, pal. You know what? You know what? I'm locking in Terry Bradshaw.
You want to rock, paper, scissors over Drew Brees and Terry Bradshaw?
No, because we are so delayed. Like, the delay that I'm seeing here is nuts.
All right.
I'm locking in Terry Bradshaw. Call your dad. Call him.
He might be asleep. Let's see.
Oh, my God. Do we really want to do that?
This is the last phone a friend. We got to make a decision after this.
If he picks, what if he doesn't answer?
He's probably, I don't think he's going to answer. Yeah, he didn't answer.
Son of a bitch. No, dude, this is rough.
This is tough. See, this is why this segment is good. Because, I mean, we can't decide. And this is the first one ever.
Dude, I want to lock in Terry Bradshaw, man.
I don't hate that. I can get behind that. I'm going to put Terry Bradshaw. And then this is what I'm going to do.
Hold on. Let me just think about this.
Look.
Because here's the thing. Drew Brees has dominant, was better statistically.
Mm-hmm.
But Terry Bradshaw was more of a champion.
Yeah, yeah. I can get behind Terry Bradshaw, but this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to put Terry Bradshaw as the last name on our Mount Rushmore. And then when this podcast gets uploaded on Wednesday, I'm going to post an Instagram poll saying which is the more iconic quarterback.
No, because we got a bunch of bullshit young people that listen to this show that are going to not look at anything. They're going to be like, oh, Drew Brees was my childhood.
But it'll settle it.
It's not going to settle it. Why don't we just lock in Terry Bradshaw and call it a day? Can't we agree on that?
All right.
Do you think we can get behind it?
I'll compromise. Terry Bradshaw's going in the notebook. That's our official last pick.
I love it. I'm satisfied.
I don't hate the pick at all.
I don't hate it at all.
So that means our Mount Rushmore for quarterbacks is Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, Joe Montana, and Terry Bradshaw.
That's not bad. You know what? Screw Bradshaw. Let's put Josh Allen. Josh Allen's the best quarterback to never win a Super Bowl.
10 minutes later, we finally came to a decision.
Dude, that was way harder than I thought it was going to be.
That's what she said.
That was so not funny, dude. That was the most predictable "that's what she said" I've ever heard in my goddamn life. God.
That brings us to our next
segment. Oh,
go ahead. Oh. Answer it. You have to now.
All right, Dad. This is a big deal. You're on air on Riding the Bench. And look. Yes. we're building our Mount Rushmore of NFL quarterbacks. We have three spots filled. We argued about the last one until coming to an agreement, but this could change it all. Our Mount Rushmore was Tom Brady, Joe Montana, and Peyton Manning for our three, locked in, no doubt. Can we get behind that?
That's undeniable.
Okay, cool. And then here's where we were struggling at the end.
I don't know if it's undeniable. You guys got that as undeniable?
Because here's what we're thinking. We're not trying to go just off stats or greatest here, because you don't – I mean, Mount Rushmore isn't technically the greatest presidents. They're just iconic. So
– I mean, we didn't even talk about Roger Staubach.
Oh, shit.
No, no, you just got to give him the two. Just give him the two.
No,
Ken Stabler.
No, we knocked out Philip Rivers. Here's the two that we narrowed down.
Elway, and I hate to say Elway because you got a freaking Broncos
Thank you.
Fan
I already knocked Thank out you. Elway. Here's
I was 100% in for Elway, no, and Caleb told me
not. I'm not putting two Broncos on that Mount Rushmore, Dad.
It's John Elway's the correct answer.
The final. It's not. The final two we came down to was either Drew Brees or Terry Bradshaw.
Roger Staubach.
I think so too, but Jacob's not going to go for that.
Well, look, we already debated for 10 minutes on these two.
Roger Staubach is the man.
It's John Elway, but you disagreed with that, so I'm shutting down
Roger Staubach. I'm not locked in John Elway. I'm not.
Ask it, Terry Bradshaw or
Not
Drew Brees?
Not only that, because Terry Bradshaw was better than John Elway.
It's between the two, Terry Bradshaw or Drew Brees.
What do you think, Glenn? What do you think?
I mean, if you're going to bring in Drew Brees, you got to bring in Aaron Rodgers. You got to bring in Brett Favre. You got to talk about Dan Marino.
We kind of bounced out from Dan Marino, but that's kind of a big one.
Just hang up. We made our decision. Just hang up.
Steve Young.
No, I knocked out Steve Young.
Ridiculous.
All right, bye.
Russell Wilson.
No, absolutely not. Hang up right now.
Who else?
No, but Jim Kelly. No, you're losing thread here. All right, bye. I'm pulling out. I'm pulling out.
On Bradshaw?
Yeah.
That's crazy, because you pull out game week.
I know. You can't have kids. Bleep that. Okay.
That's wild. I'm gonna leave that in.
Okay. All right, I'm struggling, dude, because now Terry Bradshaw out of my conversation, and now I'm between Roger Staubach and Dan Marino.
I'm down for Dan Marino.
Which there's an obvious one there.
I'm 100% in on Dan Marino.
My dad said it's Aaron Rodgers. The obvious is Roger Staubach, but I don't think you're going to go for that, which I don't know why you wouldn't. Why wouldn't you?
I just think Dan Marino is more iconic. More people are going to have heard of Dan Marino than of Roger Staubach. As crazy
That's not
as
true.
That sounds.
That's not true.
Just like regular people, not necessarily diehard football fans, are going to heard more of Dan Marino than Roger Staubach.
You're only relating that to your mother.
That's true.
You're only relating that to your mother because she can talk about Dan Marino for hours.
I think it's Dan Marino, though, still. We've spent way too much time on this.
Dude, it's Roger Staubach, though.
Look, whatever we pick, it's already wrong because it's John Elway. But
it's not. It's not.
But
jeez, what if we just flip a coin?
John Elway, Roger Staubach?
No. Dan Marino, Roger Staubach.
Alright, let's flip a coin. I got you.
Okay, which one's heads, which one's tails?
Dan Marino is tails. Roger Staubach is heads.
Siri, heads or tails?
It's heads.
Damn it.
Roger Staubach. I love that. Yes.
Why is it that we argued for 20 minutes just to have Siri decide with a flip of a coin?
You know what, y'all? You can put an Instagram poll of who's the fourth person on Mount Rushmore. Let's not give them options. Let's just say, let's see what they think.
There you go.
All right, y'all. It's your turn to see what we got, but I'm satisfied with Roger Staubach.
All right. Moving on to our next segment. It's the return of Factor Cap. Haven't played it in a few weeks, but I thought I'd bring it back for this one. So here we go. They're all baseball factor caps this week in the spirit of the MLB postseason. The first one, the fewest amount of strikeouts that a player had this season was 21 strikeouts.
Cap.
That's a fact.
I don't know shit about baseball. I'm pissing in the wind here.
Yeah. And it was actually your padre, Luis Urias. Mm-hmm. He only had 21 strikeouts and 675 at-bats.
Hmm.
That's insane. And actually, the person who has the least in recent history is Tony Gwynn. He set the record in 1998 with only 18 strikeouts.
Oh shit!
That's wild. But it's two Padres.
I'm with that.
This one, I've been saying I have a little test. To see if you listen to the podcast. So this was actually on last week's episode. We'll see.
Oh, shit, Jacob, I didn't listen.
Factor Cap, an MLB player this season played 163 games.
Fact.
That is a fact. But you didn't know that. No, you didn't.
I listened.
You already admitted earlier that you didn't. But that is a fact. We talked about it last week. Rafael Devers was the first player since 2008 to play 163 games in a season.
Wow.
In 2008, it was Justin Morneau for the Twins. And that happened because there was a tiebreaker game. But the way that Devers did it was a little bit different. He played the 73rd game for the Boston Red Sox. And then got traded to the Giants and played the 73rd game for the Giants. So he ended up playing 163 games in the season. And like I said, first player since 2008 to do that.
Wow.
And a lot of luck plays in that. Like not getting hurt. So it's just wild.
Yeah.
The last ones, it's actually pretty fun. I like this one, and I'm curious to see whether you think it's real or not. MLB umpires are required to wear black underwear.
It's got to be a cap.
No, that's fact. They are required to wear black underwear in case of a uniform malfunction. If their pants rip, they don't want it to be a distraction to the game.
Why do we give a shit about their skivvies, man? I don't give a shit what freaking panties they're wearing, dude.
Yeah, but, dude, I saw that, and I'm like, that's got it. I got to mention that on the podcast, because that's insane.
What the hell?
But when you think about it, it makes sense.
No, it makes sense, but it's just a stupid... Who has that much time on their hands to sit there and come up with that rule?
Seriously, that's a great point. It probably happened once, and the dude and the MLB officials were like, "Why does this dude have unicorn panties on?"
Well, maybe if the pitcher just stopped staring at the Blues' dick, if the pitcher just stopped staring at the umpire's dick, then he could focus.
There you go. But yeah, that's all I have with Factor Cap. Just three, bang them out real quick.
Bang, bang, bang.
Which brings us to the last segment on our podcast. It is a weekly segment on our podcast. It's how you know we're getting to the end of the episode. Start bench cut. I will give us three items, three things, three players,
fun fact,
three
events. Guys. Fun fact, start bench cut is the only
segment of Ride on the Bench that has been in all 33 episodes. Or 34? 33?
This is 32.
No, it's not. It is 32.
This is 32.
I thought your brother was 32.
No, this is 32. He was 31.
Okay. 32.
Yeah. I didn't even think about that. It is the only one that's been in all 32.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Meaning writing or Start Bench Cut has been in more episodes than me.
That's very true.
It's pretty crazy.
It's been in a lot more episodes than you have.
Yeah.
You've missed quite a few, but that's all right.
Yeah.
Our Start Bench Cut this week is sports video game franchises.
Oh.
So, I mean, I feel like it's pretty obvious for both of us, but I did want to let the people know what our opinions are on this.
So I already know what it's going to be. Can I guess?
Yeah.
Can I guess?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Madden, MLB The Show, and FIFA?
No. FIFA? What the hell?
It's one of the most, if not the most popular video game sports franchise of all time.
In around the world, but we're here in America, bro.
No, in America.
It's Madden, MLB 2K. The Show, and NBA 2K.
Okay.
So that's our Start Bench Cut this week. You want to kick us off?
Yeah. All right. This is gonna piss off a few people. I've been playing video games for probably about 17 years.
You're only 19.
Probably 16, maybe. I probably started playing when I was 3.
All right.
Broken a lot of controllers in my day over a lot of different games. I'm starting Madden. I'm benching 2K. I'm cutting the show.
Oh, wow.
The show is fun, but I just get absolutely shit on. I'm not good at the game. It's difficult. I can have more fun playing 2K. It's more of a recreational game.
Yeah, yeah. I can see
it's that. It's hard to be like with your, like, if you don't play the show consistently, you can't tell your boy, hey, yo, let's hop on the show. But you can tell your boy, yo, you're down to run up ones on 2K.
That's very true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. But I'm one of those guys who has played the show way too much. I am ashamed to say I've spent way too much money on that game. Not in recent years, but like back 2019, 2020, 2021, I spent way too much money on that stupid game. And it's because I love baseball. Like, I eat, sleep, breathe baseball. And so I think it's pretty obvious I'm going to start MLB The Show. It's fun. Like, I have a good time. I like to think I'm decent at it. I haven't played Tino yet.
Oh, my God, dude.
I'm probably going to hate the game after that.
Our boy Tino, I mean, when Jacob plays Tino, he is going to get absolutely shit out. We should stream it.
No, let's not.
We should stream it. Hey, everybody, if you... Ooh, you know what? Our code word for the week? Tino.
Tino. T-I-N-O.
If enough of you send Tino, we stream it.
I need 15 Tinos to stream it.
That's not going to happen.
10.
When have we ever gotten 10 code words?
None, but if you want to make it happen, because look, if I was streaming...
You know what? Screw it. I have access to the Instagram, and I've been off for a little while. Time to put my feet back in the water. I'm going to do a poll.
No.
Yes.
Look, our streaming debut cannot be me getting my ass absolutely ripped apart.
Are you just nervous, dude?
Look, I'm not nervous to play Tino. I know what the result's going to be. I'm nervous that, well, not nervous, but this is going to be our streaming debut.
So you couldn't give a shit less about viewership, because, I mean, if you want viewership, that's viewership.
But look, I'm going to get my ass kicked.
I don't care. This isn't for shits and giggles. We're running a business here, Jake.
What business? We haven't made any money off of this.
And it sounds like you don't want to.
Don't go there.
Sounds like you don't want to. Because you're not willing to push. You know what? No, I'm going to call you out right now. People, we're trying to build this show. I had an idea months ago that we did hot takes with spicy wings. And Jacob said no.
I did not say no.
Jacob said no. And now the stream, that could be funny. It could be a big viewership booster. Jacob saying no. All I'm saying is, I tried, y'all. I tried to entertain you.
Look, it's going to be a 5-minute stream.
No, I tried. I tried.
But, and the Hot Wings hot takes needs to be when we're up on YouTube, like making videos.
We are up on YouTube. Every single episode of Riding the Bench is on YouTube.
But not video.
Oh, yeah, we'll do that.
Because you want to see us suffer. Let's be real. We know what people want to see. They want to see people suffer. So yeah. we're going to film a YouTube video.
The difference is I'm not a bitch. I'm going to take it.
I know.
I've done those hot wing challenges.
I'm a little baby when it comes to hot wings. I'm going to keep it a buck with you.
I went on Eric's podcast and freaking mowed down these freaking wings that made me shit flames for 3 days, and I was fine.
But look, I'm only going to do it if it's on Eric's episode. Like, I'll only do that if Eric's in the podcast.
I think we should do a set. I don't think it should be in a podcast. I think we should just do a whole video dedicated to hot takes.
And just eating hot wings?
Yeah, but we should do a hot one style. For each hot take, the wings get hotter.
Okay, and then, okay. I don't hate that.
So we start off with buffalo, which is just a regular old hot sauce, and then you work your way up to...
I don't like buffalo. Can we do something besides buffalo?
No. We can start with sriracha. How about that?
I could do that.
Or we can start with Tapatio, Cholula.
Oh, like we'll start with like barbecue sauce and then work our way up.
No. No, we're starting with a hot sauce.
Damn it. All right. Well, I'm going to bench Madden and I'm going to cut 2K.
Okay, good for you.
Reason being, 2K is fun. I like 2K. I've never played 2K online. It's just never
been so much fun, dude.
I'm not great at 2K. And so when I'm not as good at it, I don't appeal to it as much. And Madden 25 is one of the first video games I ever remember like sitting down and just grinding. Like, I absolutely loved that game. The original Madden 25, not the new Madden 25. But I just sat down. I loved that game. Me and my brother would play it all the time. And so, played it on the Xbox 360. That's probably one of my favorite sports video games I've ever played. Was Madden 25. And so, I can't cut it. Strictly because of that game. And so, I got to bench it.
I'm starting FIFA over all of them.
Really?
No, I wouldn't. But have you ever played FIFA?
I have.
Even though you hate soccer, FIFA is really fun.
I've got FIFA 18. It's the only FIFA I've ever played.
FIFA is really fun.
I just don't know anything about soccer.
The only sports game I've ever played that's harder than the show is NHL.
NHL is difficult.
It's very difficult.
But
you know, we made it to 52 minutes. That's not bad.
No, but about half of that was arguing over what was our last Mount Rushmore.
I'm happy with Roger Staubach.
Yeah. I'm not happy about it, but I'm not mad about it. You know what I mean?
My dad's been texting me this whole time.
Are you just ignoring him?
No. He said, it's Aaron Rodgers. I said, we went with Roger Staubach. He said, okay, I dig that, but I think Rodgers knocks off another just saying. I said, Dan Marino and Elway are both over Rodgers. He said, I don't think so. I said, Mahomes is over Aaron Rodgers. Brett Favre is over Aaron Rodgers.
Brett Favre is, yeah, for sure.
So is Mahomes. Mahomes is easily over Aaron Rodgers. You're just not going to say that because you hate Mahomes, but he's better than Aaron Rodgers in a million different ways. Championships, stats, play style. Already.
I don't know. That's a debate for another day.
He's done more with his time in the league than Aaron Rodgers did at that point in his career, and even right now.
At that point in his career, yeah, for sure.
And even overall, that's he's already better. Day. He has 3 Super Bowls. Aaron Rodgers has 1.
Why don't you go ahead and hit him with a donating spiel?
Okay. If you guys, so me and Jacob are too broke. Also, I did listen to your donating spiel. It could use a little bit of work.
Well, I'm not used to it. See, I normally have a co-host, but he's been pitching me the past couple weeks.
Just, I've been busy. Just watch and learn.
You got it.
Ladies and gentlemen, me and Jacob are two broke 19-year-old boys who are just trying to make our mark here in the sports world and the podcasting world and the entertainment world overall. And newsflash, for those of you who don't know or don't get it, that's not cheap. Okay, so if you want to help support us and help us make our dreams come true and give you better content, go to rss.com/writing-the-bench. Click that little support button. It'll take you to a link that tells you a little bit about us and what your money is going to be going towards. Any contribution or donation will be appreciated. If you want to donate, awesome. If you don't, then shut up and keep listening to the show.
Yep. Go help us out. Go give us a follow on Instagram and TikTok at Writing the Bench Pod. We are up on both of those active. I've been posting posted a clip. It's a little tough with my schedule right now, but there'll be more clips up this week from this week's episode. Go give us a follow on both of those. Comment, like, share.
I'm on it, y'all. I promise.
Yeah. But go check out those. Give us a follow. Yeah. If you like the show, tell your friends. If you don't like the show, tell your enemies, because they probably will. As a reminder,
Hold on. I just want to say, y'all, if I'm not here next week, I do love you. And if any of you think that I hate this show and that I just don't want to be here, you're wrong. I'm so busy. I'm in another state. And I'm moving very fast, and life's throwing a bunch of different things at me. But I do want to be here, and I'm trying very hard to be here when the stars align. But I would just – can you edit in an applause here?
Edit in or just put it in now?
Just put it in? Cut it. That applause is for Jacob Fagundes. Because even when I am not here or I fall short and I'm busy doing things, Jacob is still grinding his ass off making sure that you guys get episodes every single week. So, Jacob, I freaking love you. And I know I don't talk about it enough, especially in the podcast world. I talk about it in our friendship, but I don't talk about it in podcast terms. I appreciate the shit out of you. You do so much for the show. We started it together. Sorry I haven't been able to be here that much, but I try to be. And, yeah, y'all, if I'm not here, I'm thinking of you. If I am here, you are lucky.
Yeah, but thank you, bro. I work hard. I want to make sure this keeps going. I know you're busy off working and stuff, trying to make a living, but I understand. And I mean, I love the show. I love doing it. And I want to keep it going so that when you're back, you're ready to go. We could take this thing up a notch. Let's make it big time.
If you decide to stream and eat wings, but
I mean, maybe someday.
I mean, that's it. I'm just going to start threatening. If he doesn't eat the wings or stream, I'm just going to leave.
It's fine. I've been doing the show by myself anyways.
Okay, that's it. This is my last episode, everybody. Thank you so much for the last 32 episodes. This is it for me. This is my last episode, and I mean it.
I love you, Pops.
F*** you.
Hey, now I got to edit that out.
I know. Enjoy it.
Anyways, as a reminder, my name is Jacob Fagundes.
My name is Caleb Brown.
This has been the Writing the Bench Podcast. Stay bench, boys.